Hey, Joel.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Hey, welcome back. We have a fun show for all of you today. First of all, I want to thank you. I'm going to be thanking you a lot. I am a big believer in showing gratitude, as is my wife. Julie, are you on? Nope. Hey, Julie, got to call back in. All right, so here's the moral of the story. Thanks to all of you for keeping this podcast, Real Estate Coaching Radio, one of the most listened to podcasts on iTunes for our section, education and training. So I certainly appreciate that. It's a huge honor to be in the ear, or in the car audio, as I know is the case with many of you, of literally tens of thousands of fellow real estate professionals around the country. I have to say also, it's our true honor to be able to help some of you in this changing market. And, well, by some of you, that's because I'm being realistic. Not all of you are listening for intent and content. Some of you are just listening because you find us motivational, which I appreciate as well. But our intent, and remember this, guys, this is always our focus of every podcast we do. Julie, you're showing up. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yep. You sound great. So our intent is always to educate you, motivate you, but those things absolutely mean nothing. Education and motivation has no value unless the last thing is actually happening, which is getting you into action. So where Julie and I focus our efforts is delivering the most drilled down, concise, practical, tactical advice, you know, information that we can give to you that gives you the education. And with that education, you feel motivated because you're seeing yourself actually taking the action steps that we asked you to do. And then you do get into action and take those steps. That's the key. So many of you don't take that last step. You listen to us because we're educating you. You're listening to us because we're motivating you. But you're not taking the right actions as we ask for you to do. And listen, go back and listen to past podcasts. There's literally, I don't even know how many, thousands. We've been doing this podcast for a long time. Go back and listen to the past podcasts. Don't think just because a podcast happened 2 years ago that the information isn't relevant. What you'll find is Julie and I are incredibly consistent. We live by the same things we tell all of you, you know, doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. That's a key foundational point of our business, but also of our entire lives, our existence. We were speaking live recently in New York City, and we were talking about Orange Theory. And those of you who have been listening to us for a long time, you know our thoughts on Orange Theory. It's the very definition of doing what we don't want to do, and we don't want to do it at the highest level. And this gal in the front row, she said she goes to Orange Theory, and she said she goes once or twice a week. And we told her that we go four times a week, and she called us insane, you know, and we probably are to go four times a week. But the reality of it is that it's doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. That is the key for ever-increasing long-term levels of success. We live that life, guys. That's called taking action. We want you to do the same thing. So we're doing our best to lead by example. We're doing our best by educating and hopefully motivating you. But again, I'm going to always go back to that last word, which is getting into action. So, Julie, I believe you have someone you'd like to recognize before we pick
up
where we left off yesterday.
Nice segue, by the way, because this is actually about Orange Theory from one of my elite.
Hey, Julie, Mike, close the mouth.
If it was any closer, I'd be eating it. I could call back
let's
in.
Let's hear you crunch it then.
Okay, this is as close as I can shove it. Okay, so Elizabeth Ferguson, great, great agent in Columbia, South Carolina. So if you've got any referrals, send them her way. She has decided to commit to Orange Theory after much consternation and harassment by her coach, me, and reports that she, after several weeks of hating it, has rounded the bend to, you know, appreciating what it is doing for her and the discipline and the, we're not going to call it fun, it's definitely not fun, but the results that she's getting. And one of the things that we talked about, and I think this applies to everyone listening, one of the things we talked about is that when you do something like Orange Theory that is a challenge, maybe you don't love it, but you give it everything you've got. And we've talked before about the difference between people that just kind of stroll on the treadmill versus actually running and, you know, actually working out. So we talked about effort equals results. And the fact that oftentimes we put in lots and lots of effort in real estate, seems like work, 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 where are my results? You have to spend more time, more money, more patience. You've got to upgrade your skills. And they're still waiting. Even when you put something in contract today, they're still waiting. You're not going to get paid today, right? So one of the cool things about Orange Theory, and I'm sure other gyms, okay, exercise in general, is that you can have that sense of effort equals results. And, you know, we talked about setting little tiny incremental things, which is not that different than real estate. You know, you can set incremental goals to get that little victory feeling, right? So maybe just the first day that you go to Orange Theory, I mean, no, for me, it was just not falling off the treadmill and coming to terms with the fact that I could actually be on it for 20 minutes without dying. Well, that's a small incremental thing that turns into something bigger. And I think that there's a lot of crossover in this mindset of how you're handling your day. So I wanted to shout out to Elizabeth Ferguson, E-Ferg as we call her, for taking it seriously and taking the leap and being committed. So that's my shout out of the day.
That's a good one.
Yeah, she's doing a great job.
Yeah, so podcast listeners and coaching clients, we are obviously in February. We're going to be in March soon. That's usually how the months roll out, right, year after year. So how are you doing so far? How's your year coming along so far? Are you finding, as Julie and I have been warning you, that the things you've been doing in the past aren't working like they had in the past? Or are you finding as a new agent or newish agent that the things that you were told would work aren't working? Are you discovering that what Julie and I have been telling you for the last, you know, however long you've been listening are true, the things we've been warning you about would happen in a market like this? Did you not listen to us before and now you're having to suffer because you didn't listen to us before? I know that's what's happening. I read your emails. I read your comments. We appreciate your praise. We appreciate you saying thank you. But what we want you to do is get into action so that the rest of your year isn't a shit show. If you're not doing the things that we ask you to do, and this is about as direct as I care to be on a podcast, if you're not taking seriously the things we're asking you to take seriously in your life and your business, you're going to lose this year as far as being the most productive it could otherwise been. You have to start out with the assumption that everything that you did in previous years in a seller's market to generate business, to make money, it's not going to work. It just isn't going to work. Why should I take half measures with trying to make a point with you? You deserve the truth. Are you willing to listen to it? Here's what's happening. Those of you who have been essentially working focused on buyers primarily, here's what's happening. Is you're finding your buyers are beginning to change their mind. You're finding your buyers are beginning to waffle. You're discovering that your buyers aren't as serious as they were in the past because they're not fearful of losing a house because they're now realizing that the prices are, in many markets, dropping. They're reading the newspaper. They're paying attention. They're going to continue to rent. That's what's going to happen. That's the basic real estate 101 question, but here it is. Give me an example of a buyer that has to buy. Everyone, please listen to this. I don't care how grizzled of a veteran you think you are. You need to be clear about this point. Give me an example of a buyer that has to buy. There isn't one. 1031, that's what someone always says when we ask that question. That means you could just pay the taxes. You don't have to buy. You could just pay the taxes. So give me an example of a buyer that has to buy. Like I said, doesn't exist because a buyer can always rent. And that's what buyers are doing. That's what's happening across the country. Buyers are renting. Now give me an example of a seller that has to sell. That's an easy question. There's thousands of reasons, really. Well, legitimately, there's probably about, you know, 30, let's say. But there's lots of good reasons why sellers have to sell. Can't afford it, relocating, can't afford it. There's all kinds of, you know, financial issues, all kinds of, you know, issues that might have pertaining to changes in lifestyle, can't go up the stairs, those types of things. Are you listening, podcast listeners and coaching clients? So if you have a choice in a market like this between where you're going to spend your time between buyers and sellers, and you know the buyers are waffling, they're going to start flaking. That's what's going to happen. Why are you spending so much time right now thinking that they're not going to act that way? You've already seen them acting that way. You may have, in your career, had a couple buyers that changed their mind at the last minute and just ghosted you. They just disappeared. Buyers that you thought were rock solid, now you have to assume that probably 80 to 90% of your buyers are going to act that way. There is no price range that is immune to this type of buyer behavior. Because the more expensive buyers, they can just always rent as well. And ironically enough, some of the million-dollar, multi-million-dollar properties that don't sell on a market like this, or where the seller has to sell it for less than what they paid for it, where they're not going to be willing to position the house correctly in the market to reflect the buyer's expectations, those sellers are going to turn into landlords, involuntary landlords. And by the way, there's some good reasons for doing that. If someone has a property as a rental for 2 years and they take a loss on it, in most cases they can write it off on their taxes. So if there's an upper-end seller out there who's even just a little bit savvy and you go to talk to them and you know they're not absolutely motivated and you say, listen, let's put this as, you know, let's lower the price, let's drop, they might say, no, I'm gonna rent it. I'm going to rent it for 2 years and I'm going to see what happens. Well, you don't have a choice. You have to decide whether or not you're going to take the listing as a property management listing or whether or not you're going to just basically walk away from that. And that's the other reason that part of Premier Coaching, we teach you how to do property management. In many cases, your brokerages are going to be great sources for you for property management. In other words, they have an existing property management division. Just refer the property management lead off to them, but keep contact with that seller. If you have a third-party property management company that's not affiliated with your brokerage, you just need to have an agreement that if that seller ever decides to sell, you get that listing. There are dozens of different things that you have to know how to do in a market like this that you didn't have to know how to do in the previous market. Does that make sense, Julie?
Yeah, it's so true, but there's also an abundance of opportunity. We started talking yesterday about the fact that it is actually easier to build up your listing inventory to your magic number when things take a bit longer to sell. It just makes sense if you're not, you know, selling them in a week or less, that you can get up to that magic number faster. And then, of course, you have to maintain it. The issue, I think, for some agents is that they haven't managed that many sellers at the same time, and so this can feel a little bit stressful. But just like the plane taking off analogy, this is when you're expending the most fuel. You're taking off once you get to that cruising altitude, when you have added a handful of key skills, like speaking with all of your sellers at least once a week, using an outline, you know, our 12-week seller communication plan. This is actually manageable, and it is easier once you have implemented those things to manage a multitude of sellers than it is to manage a multitude of buyers. For the reasons you stated, they don't actually have to buy in the first place, right? All of them have options. But also, you know, it is indeed physical labor. You are literally driving around, spending your gas, you know, versus mental labor. Yes.
Well, and then a lot of them just changed their minds. But this is a good spot where they need to be reminded to complete the real estate treasure map. It's absolutely
imperative. And to know their magic number.
That's my point. Yeah, they have to know their magic number. The magic number is the number of listings you need at all times to meet or exceed your goals and your expectations. And again, I'm going to say this, and I mean this with as much respect as I possibly can muster for all of you. I know many of you are afraid of listings. I know many of you have never had any listings other than ones that just have fallen into your lap from centers of influence and past clients. That's the type of business model that suffers in a changing market like this. And this changing market is going to probably last up to 5, maybe 6 years before we see the return of anything that resembles a seller's market. You have to know what your magic number is. The magic number is the number of listings you need at all times in your inventory to meet or exceed your financial goals. We give you the formula of the magic number in the Real Estate Treasure Map, and I want to give the Real Estate Treasure Map to you for free. And here's all you have to do. We'll give you the Real Estate Treasure Map, Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate. I think there's like 5 other books. And all you've got to do is text the word Harris to 31996. Text the word Harris to 31996. And you're going to be given all those books. In addition to that, you can schedule your complimentary coaching call with one of our new member coaches, and they're going to help you get started on your lead generation wheel. So go ahead and text the word Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, to 31996 on your mobile phones. Do it now, and you're going to be sent a link. Click the link, and then you can schedule your coaching call, and also you will be sent the link to download the books. It's that simple. So text the word Harris to 31996. Jules?
Yes. So back to the actual building of your listing empire. We are talking about, you know, the difference between managing more sellers versus more buyers. many of you are in the depths of winter, and it would be pretty nice to be in your office, home office, your, you know, office, and just be on the phone with your sellers versus slugging through the snow, shoveling your way to showings. And, you know, I remember that we used to have to unmelt lockboxes before they were all electronic lockboxes. You know, it is physical labor in every sense, sometimes quite literally if you're getting your shovel out. So let's talk about the advantages of being somebody who knows how to lead generate. Yesterday we went through points 1 through 6 of, it's called 20 secret prospecting rules that will boost your momentum. So we're going to jump into the next logical question, which is who to prospect. If you missed points 1 through 6, just go to realestatecoachingradio.com and get caught up on yesterday's show. So point number 7, who to prospect. Well, this is our, at least part of our favorite list, based on people who actually have demonstrated that they, you know, want to sell versus random just listed, just sold, or very cold calling. So who to prospect? Expireds, old expireds, even older expireds, for sale by owners, otherwise known as unrepresented sellers, for rent by owners, that's one of my favorite categories because their phone number is right there, and it's an easy script. NODs, BPOs you've done, builders, flippers, developers, of course, your center of influence, your past client, open house leads. You know, I was just talking with a brand spanking new agent this morning. Okay, she joined somebody's team. I'm helping them out. And let's see, I think she's been active for about 3 weeks. She has been turned loose with some scripts for maybe about 2 weeks. She's been doing open houses. She's got at least 4 really good leads, 2 of which are both buying and selling, all in great price ranges. This is in Dallas. And she's just basically using scripts. She's aggressively following up, and this is becoming one of her lead spokes. Of course, networking contacts, professional center of influence, probate. There are many different categories or spokes in your wheel that you can be communicating with, that you can be prospecting, turning into appointments. But we like this list over the random stuff because it's based on their, you know, like expireds we talked about a lot yesterday, because they are maybe one notch better or easier, so to speak, than the for sale by owner, because expireds have already demonstrated their willingness to list. You know what the wrong price is. Your original competition has just failed. And assuming that they still have to sell, versus buyers who never have to buy, if they have to sell, they're going to relist with someone. It might as well be with you. So when you're deciding who to prospect, think about prioritizing the most likely to actually list. It just makes sense. Anything you want to add to that, Tim?
No, I mean, that's the bottom line. This is really our focus. It has been for the past 90 days, is getting these guys past the hurdle of learning how to work expired listings. But here's the thing I know that a lot of them are going to do. They're going to try to patchwork quilt their own expired script together. They're then going to say they tried expireds, they called expireds. It's
Dabble.
The same fallacy of, yeah, but it's the same thing agents do. It's just bizarre to me that agents do that. They'll, here, you're listening to us tell you to go after expired listings. You know we must have a kick-ass expired script and objection handlers because we do. You know we must have a kick-ass pre-listing pack because we do. You know we've already figured out the whole process for you. And yet how many of you listening right now are just, you know, in your heads thinking that somehow you can create your own system that's going to work as well as ours? Look, it makes it sound like I'm a big ego-y mess, but I'm not. I'm just telling you and stating facts. The system that you get as far as part, remember, Premier Coaching has a bunch of different parts to it. It's not just, you know, the expired thing. It's just like 1% of everything you get is inside Premier Coaching. But that 1% is critical that you have to be learning now. But to think that you can somehow create your own system that's better than what we've created after we've been testing it for the past 20 years, including selling, having sold lots of houses ourselves when we sold real estate, between 100 and 200 homes per year. And our system has been tested in all price ranges and all market conditions from coast to coast in different countries. Don't waste your time. If you're seriously interested in learning how to dominate the expired market, which will be, for the foreseeable future, one of the best ways to take listings, there's no doubt about that, then you are crazy to not just simply buy the system that we have for sale. How about that for being direct? If you want to learn more about it, just text the word Harris to 31996. And you can learn more about it on your free coaching call with one of our new member coaches. And also, we're also going to give you all those books for free, including the Real Estate Treasure Map. If you're in Canada, that won't work. You're going to have to do it the old way of just going to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com, and just going ahead and signing yourself up that way. Make sense, Julie?
Absolutely. So, rule number 8, And this is something that, you know, sometimes more analytical people do this. Sometimes newer agents do it out of nerves. There's different causes of this, but rule number 8 is don't sell with blah, blah. Or sometimes I say blah-da-dee, blah-da-dee, blah. Sell with powerful scripted questions that lead to setting an appointment. Do not just fire hose them with your plethora of knowledge. The goal is not to razzle-dazzle the prospect or to overcome or create objections for yourself to overcome. The goal is to pre-qualify the prospect and actually set an appointment. Sometimes when you fire hose, you can talk yourself out of an appointment because they just are overwhelmed by you. So just ask the questions in the script. Remember, a script is simply a conversation outline with questions which lead you to either close or not close based on the answers. So be careful not to just overwhelm them. You don't have to fill in the silence. This is, you know, why you ask questions that get them to talk. Okay. Rule number 9, call the most motivated spokes first during your prospecting session. And here's a morsel that will keep you focused. You can quit prospecting after you set a well-qualified appointment. It's a challenge that I throw out to all of our coaching clients, and most of them love this because it causes them to use the scripts to be more focused, more drilled down, to close harder when appropriate, and to get that appointment set as early in the day as you possibly can. Look at it this way. Chances are good that you're going to have something in your voicemail, your email, or your text go a little sideways today, particularly those of you who have a lot pending. Something's going to happen with an inspection, appraisal, a move-in, a move-out, you know, possession dates, termite stuff. I hear about all this in Premier Coaching, some of the things that you guys deal with, and we certainly dealt with it a lot as well. I remember 1 month, Tim, if you recall back, I had 28 pending, and like 14 of them were FHA or VA. This was when we were fresh doing a lot of first-time buyer stuff. And it was just like one thing after another was going on. This was before there were transaction coordinators. Something is going to happen this afternoon, either with a seller, a buyer, another agent, an appraiser, or an inspector. That's pretty much guaranteed, and we can't stop that for you. We can help you manage it. But aren't you going to feel so much better knowing that you've got a well-qualified listing appointment set up this evening as a result of your prospecting this morning or yesterday morning? That way you can say, thank you, past Tim, for having that together, so that even though I've got some stress this afternoon, I'm looking forward to new quality business versus the agent that spends their week managing the problems without generating anything new and is at risk of those deals tanking on them and making that, you know, their quote off month or quarter or even worse year. So when you take care of your morning, your mindset is better in the afternoon. I'm sure you would agree with that. Right, Tim.
Well,
I mean,
you just did a quick yeah. overview of a lot of the aspects of what they learn in Premier Coaching. You know, it's a lifestyle,
well, that's
really. That's at the end of the day. It's a business. It's a working lifestyle. Our goal for all of you is to make it so that you do the heavy lifting, the doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level, and have all that done by noon. That includes your proactive lead generation, your lead follow-up, Orange Theory, ideally, all the things that are the most important have to happen first thing in the day. Because we know in the afternoons it's going to be really difficult. Because, and look, that means that you have to learn to stop doing the things that are going to distract you from doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level, which means emails, voicemails, all the types of media that you allow into your brains that distract you from doing the real work of the day. All these little bits and pieces are what Premier Coaching is. Premier Coaching is your, essentially, your fast track to learning how to basically build a successful business, not just a real estate business, but a business. And there's a lot of interpersonal and, you know, personal stuff that's worked into Premier Coaching, but the focus is putting you in a position to, so you can be of service to other people and obviously making it so you make lots of profit. And with that profit, we want you to, you know, you have to have profit. That is the product of your business. We want you to reinvest that profit so that you can be rich. And rich is simply where your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money. So, you know, I know there's some social taboos about the word rich. Let's set those aside for a moment and just imagine what it would be like if you had enough money coming in passively to cover all your personal bills. In our, you know, in our world, that's the definition of rich, because you no longer have to work for money. Your money is working for you. You, in many cases, you can get to that point if you follow our plan in as little as 3 years, I've had people do it faster, that people that have low personal overhead live in affordable parts of the country. If you're living in an expensive part of the country, it might take you a little bit longer. But this is your pathway forward. Some of you get into this business and you have no North Star. You don't know what you're supposed to be doing. That's the reason you go from one trendy idea to the next. That's the reason that you wake up every day looking all over the internet for some sort of whiz-bang, shortcut, easy-button idea. That's the reason that so many businesses exist. In other words, businesses that are designed to essentially facilitate, placate your desire to not do what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level. All the easy-button companies out there wouldn't exist if you had a true vision of what you wanted your future to be like. Or at least they wouldn't exist to you, because you'd be able to say, when Zillow calls you up trying to sell you buyer leads, you'd be able to say, hell no. You'd be able to have the confidence of knowing that you can create your own business. That's what Premier Coaching is all about. That's what we want you to at least partially embrace in your mind as your way forward, so that you don't have to struggle in this changing market, because that's what's going to happen. Many of you aren't going to make it. You won't be effectively, you'll be out of business by fourth quarter this year because you won't have done any business. You might still have your license and paying for your dues and all that, but you won't essentially be in business because you won't have sold anything. How many of you are in that position now where it's basically almost March and you've literally got nothing going on? Here's your head coach, or actually Julie's head coach, but here's your coach telling you the reality of what the rest of the year is going to be. If you don't have anything going on right now, if you're lacking direction, if your business plan is to do what you did last year hoping that it'll work this year, it won't, and you probably won't be in business, I'll say it again, by third or fourth quarter this year. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Everything has changed. How many different ways do I need to tell you that so you'll listen? Don't suffer, guys. Make this your market. Make this so if you want to actually make the most of this market, because remember, the greatest fortunes are always made in the greatest times of change, which is what we're experiencing now. You just got to learn what's necessary as far as a new skill set. Whereas before, listings basically sold themselves. If you weren't in real estate over the past few years, you wouldn't have known that, but that's the case. You just put them in the MLS, even at a bad price, and they'd sell themselves at maybe too high of a price, they'd sell themselves. The new market doesn't work like that. The new market is you're going to have to, like maybe before, you'd have to have three listings and two of them would be in contract all times. Your new magic number is probably going to be more like 15. So you're going to have to work on all the aspects of being a listing agent that can you know, build up to, take and maintain and replace those listings as they sell. That's what we teach you to do in Premier Coaching. We don't talk a lot about teams. We don't talk anything about marketing. We're not going to talk to you about any of the little tchotchke things that people like to waste time doing and hoping and praying that it's going to create business. And the reason why is very simple. You cannot, for sure, wake up tomorrow from all your Instagram posting and all your little videos you've been making basically to make yourself appear to the world as an expert in your community, from all your postcard mailing, from all your branding, from all your Mickey Mouse. You cannot wake up every morning and confidently say, I will generate a listing lead today, if those are your primary activities. You can't, and you never will be able to. So here's a cold dash of reality for you. You can do all those things. They're optional. They're kind of fun. I know for some of you it's an artistic release. It's a creative, you know, source of just expression for you, but that's not business. Business is doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. What we teach you how to do is be a proactive lead generator. If you still want to do the Instagramming, hey, we're on Instagram. It's kind of fun. Silly, you know. We're on Facebook. It's, you know, and we have somebody else that manages all that for us. We're not going to waste our time on it. You know, Julie might throw up the occasional picture of, you know, Zoe on there, but that's about it.
Right.
The reality of it is we know those things don't generate business. They don't. They never did. It was always a lie. They can generate leads, but the leads aren't very good quality. And then maybe they'll – and then what'd you do? You put them in a drip campaign, and hopefully one day they'll mature into something. How'd that work out for you? If you want to make money, if you want to be successful in this business, why would you spend all that time trying to passively lead generate when in every market in the country right now, there are long lists of sellers who have their hands in the air right now saying, I need to sell my house. And the leads are free. They're called expired. Across the country right now, and look, Canada, it's happening. We have clients in Australia. This housing slowdown is a global phenomenon. We have listeners in Germany. We have listeners in just everywhere, Italy. You know, I know we have some clients in France. Everywhere you're seeing a slowdown. And yet you're not willing to pick up the phone and call those people? It makes no sense. Are you listening, listeners? If you're serious about being successful in this market, learn how to do what other people won't do. And here's the cool thing about this. It's listening to what we're telling you to do right now and doing what we're asking you to do, even if it's totally new, totally foreign, totally uncomfortable, you're going to have an unfair advantage in your marketplace because all your competitors are going to be stuck trying to do what they've been doing as far as all the passive stuff to generate business. You are going to wake up in the morning. You're going to follow our morning schedule. You're going to do the actual proactive lead generation we teach you how to do, and then you're going to be – you'll set one pre-qualified listing appointment a day. That's the goal. That's the ideal. And you're going to go on one pre-qualified listing appointment a day. So you're going to set one and take one every day. That's what we work you towards doing. If you don't want to do anything else in your business, if you don't want to work with buyers, you don't have to. You heard me say it. I'll say it again. If you want to no longer work with buyers, Tim, what am I going to do with the buyer leads I generate for my listings? Refer them off to other agents for a 35% referral fee. A lot of agents will pay 40% for buyer referrals. Send them off. Make sure that buyers don't have anything to sell first. Get those listings and then refer them off. If you want to work the occasional sweetheart buyer, maybe one of your sellers that has to buy and the price range is great and you like them, go for it. But otherwise, refer them all off. Don't waste time building a buyer's agent team. Don't do that. You're just going to end up spending money on buying buyer leads and spending money training agents who will just eventually quit. Don't waste your time on that. Refer the buyer leads off. Your ideal staff should be no more than maybe two people. You need one person to manage your pendings and contracts, and you need another person, once you build your listing inventory up, to basically act as your listing concierge. They do everything once the listing contract is signed. They do everything up until the point where a contract's received, and then you negotiate the contract with the seller. That's what they expect you to do. And then the file goes back to your listing concierge, and they close the transaction for you. Some states you go to the closing, other states you don't. That's what we want you to do. That's what we teach you how to do. That's how you make gobs of profit in this business, especially in a market like this, because all the other agents are Instagramming and Facebooking and sending out postcards and hoping and praying and waiting and checking. Well, you're actually out there doing and taking action. I hope you guys take this seriously. If you're listening to this podcast right now, I have a feeling you're not someone who just stumbled across this podcast. You've listened to us before, and you've probably been listening to us for a while, and you probably know that what we told you a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago has actually happened. Are you going to continue to listen and not take action, or is this the day where you're actually going to take action? Is this the day where you're actually going to say, damn it, I am not going to struggle anymore. I'm going to stop wasting time on all these snake oil salesmen who are just trying to sell me easy button ideas. I'm actually finally going to allow myself the time to become the best version of a real estate professional that I can be. This is you talking to yourself. I understand that it's going to take a while. I understand that I'm going to have a lot of ego struggles. I'm going to understand that I have to move past my avoidance of being uncomfortable, and I'm going to have to be okay, not necessarily getting this right away, as far as, you know, moving. You're going to have to learn how to tolerate the occasional no. You're going to have to learn how to actually compete for a listing. You're going to have to learn how to go against some of the best agents in your marketplace and kick their butts. That's what we teach you how to do. Look, this is not a mindset coaching program. We don't talk about vision boards and goal boards. We don't talk about the universe bringing you anything. We don't talk to you – none of that goofy stuff, none of that woo-woo stuff. We talk to you about getting into action and doing the real work. Does this make sense, listeners? I have a feeling it does, or this wouldn't be the number one daily listen-to podcast on iTunes for real estate professionals. As always, if you need Julie and I for anything, it's tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Go ahead and text the word Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, to 31996. And you'll get those books, and you'll also be entitled to schedule a free coaching call for yourself. Do not waste time, guys. It's almost March. You've almost lost the entire first quarter. Stop getting ready to get started. Take action today.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.